Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Who apologized first, Limits?
I apologized first. When I saw Randy was calling back, I said, Randy, I hope you accept my apology. I apologize. And he said, no, I got a little bit too worked up over football. I'm a Notre Dame fan. And I was like, I know.
That's good.
That's how it should end. That's beautiful.
You know, you got to have different opinions, but it should end nicely.
We're all friends in the end, ideally. All right, Mike Tomlin, who really is a subject of never-ending fascination, but that's the way it is. Same thing with Bill Cowher when he was here. He's the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, for God's sakes. So the latest is Tomlin going on Rich Eisen. And there were a number of notable topics covered, including DK Metcalf and Tomlin's future and the idea that Mike Tomlin is interested in a TV job, something like that. That gets fueled by things like, and who knows, I'm not saying it's not true, but it gets fueled by things like Mike Florio going on with the PM guys. And Bob, I'm listening innocently as I do to the PM guys every day. Mike Florio every week
he's
I listen to.
Too.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I'm sure you do too. Do you put the PM show on right when
no,
you leave?
I'm not. I just, no. Well, sometimes I do. Maybe driving out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but throughout the course of the day, it's just impossible with everything.
Right. I'm talking when you get in your car
yeah,
after the show.
Yeah, but he normally comes on later, so I never hear him.
No, but I'm talking the PM show.
Yeah, I always have it on.
Yeah,
yes.
Me too. And suddenly, at the end of the interview, this drops Limits.
But I believe Mike Tomlin's got an opportunity in TV in his back pocket, and he's got to decide when the season's over whether or not he's going to take advantage of it. That's what I believe, based upon everything I've seen, heard, etc. I think he's got something, and it's just up to him at the right time, walking away from the Steelers and walking through that.
You cut it
walking
off?
Walking through that door.
You
no,
cut
I,
it off there?
I didn't cut it off. Pony cut it off.
Holy ostrich
milk. I
took
the clip from when they pulled it.
Just getting good there. Anyway, Bob, so I ask you, A, what do you make of that? B, if that ever does happen, and this is a very common thought among people, if it ever does happen, will Tomlin be good on TV? And if so, in what role?
I don't think it will happen, but if it does happen, yes, I think he would be. I think he has a way. He's very glib. He's, he knows how to make points that are different than most. In a very colorful way, I think he would be very good on television, but I do not see that. I still think he's committed to what he's
ever.
Doing.
Oh, you're talking.
I just don't think he has. I don't think he wants to do it.
Yeah,
that's just my general feeling.
Mm. I think he'd be unbelievable.
And
I've heard. I've heard some people say, well, maybe that wouldn't translate, but I think the Mike Tomlin, for instance, that you saw on Netflix. Now the season didn't go so well with the AFC North Netflix thing last year. But he jumped off the screen in 2 seconds as the star and made the other coaches in that division look like total duds, like boring duds, which they all might be, by the way. He was the star, and he could be however and whoever he wants on TV, and he's going to be great if he ever decides to do it.
But
that's what I think.
If he does it, and again, I don't think he will, but if he does, he'd be in a studio role, is the role I would anticipate him taking.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to being a game analyst.
Do you think there are too many people in the studio, Bob? I do.
I do,
and,
too.
And I think you never give anybody individually really a chance to shine because you have 3 minutes at the half or whatever, or even before the game, and it goes from guy one to two to three to four to five. I mean, how many guys do you need to talk about football?
Yeah, I think that's true of all networks. I think they just jam it in there, and, you know, it's good to have difference of opinions and different, you know, points of view that come from different angles, but you're right. There's only so much time, and I know how it works in TV. You don't have a lot of time. That halftime,
yeah.
When you subtract commercials, you basically have 3 minutes and 15 seconds to do it on a 12-minute half.
It's too crowded. Vacations begin here at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase presented by AAA Travel January 23rd through the 25th at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Exclusive discounts, convenient one-stop shopping. Dream it, plan it, book it. Experience it. Tickets and details at PittsburghTravelShowcase.com where your vacation is waiting for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. But obviously the main point there was Florio saying, I think he's got this TV thing in his back pocket if he wants it. Have you heard about that?
No. No, I haven't. But I just, my guess is that he would turn, I just don't think he would be interested. I think he is, he's a football
junkie. Yeah,
he just loves it, and he wants to be involved in it, and he's still young enough to do it. So
I don't think he needs something in his back pocket either. I think if Mike Tomlin said tomorrow I'm not coaching anymore, he would have TV offers flooded at his feet. He doesn't need it. It's not like, oh, yeah, I got this thing, and he may. I don't know. I don't know if Florio was right or not. But if Tomlin said I'm done, he has a TV job the next day.
Yeah, I think he would just – if that ever happened or he decided to walk away from this – I think he would just take some time and then eventually reemerge somewhere because I don't think he can handle. He is, you know, 24/7 football.
And when you've been doing it this long, even if he was successful, like playoff successful these days, I think the questions would still arise because once you've been doing this for 20 years in one place, people are going to wonder how long you want to do it for. That's just natural. But anyway. Back to Tomlin limits on the Rich Eisen show. You tell us what you have. We'll listen, and then we'll riff on it a little while. How's that?
Let's start with what Tomlin had to say about John Harbaugh being fired. And Tomlin calls out the NFL a little bit here, or at least the system of the NFL with coaching.
A Sunday night, and is almost as tenured as you are in your job as he was, past tense now in his. What's your opinion upon hearing that news?
You know, first, I just have so much respect for Harbs. You know, our stories will forever be, you know, interwoven. This rivalry that we've been fortunate and honored enough to be a part of. I just got so much respect for him and how he's gone about his business. And we've certainly had some legendary battles over the years. You know, in terms of him being let go, unfortunately, I just think it's a component of today's sport culture. And so, you know, there have been many examples of that. And so it's unfortunate, but I'm sure that he is going to move on. And if he chooses to coach again, I'm sure he will. And I'm sure he'll be very successful at doing so. But more than anything, I just think it's, you know, a larger example of today's sport culture in terms of, you know, not a lot of patience in the entertainment component of what it is that we do. There's just not a lot of longevity. You know, I'm sure we all would like to be Don Shula and Tom Landry, but I think those days are gone.
But he's closest to it.
What is he talking about? Like, if he wanted to use another example, there's examples strewn all over the sports world about impatient franchises. He could Kevin Stefanski, you could make an argument, although he's been there a while too. Mm-hmm. John Harbaugh is, in terms of longevity, getting to Don Shula, Tom Landry territory. The Ravens are the last team on earth you would use as an example of lack of patience. Harbaugh was there for 18 years.
All they have to do is look at the New York Giants for lack of patience and coaching changes.
That's not the example of the sports world these days. That's the opposite of the example.
And it's true in college. It's true everywhere. You know, that's just the way it is. And you're right. There aren't many examples out there that you could use, and he would not be the one I would use.
That was just strange. Like, if anything, you'd say, you know what? There are so few of us left, the Shulas and Tom Landrys of the world, and Harbs was one of them, and they did have great patience in Baltimore, and I've got the advantage of that too.
Right.
He's not the example of lack of patience. limits.
No, he's not.
What is going on here?
And I feel like Tomlin might be a little bit reflective talking about himself there, too. Like, Mike, you are right up there with Tom Landry's all-time streak of consecutive seasons with a winning record. Like, you and John Harbaugh are interwoven, yes, but you've both been around 18 years. That's not a lack of patience.
19 for Tomlin.
Yes.
And what a rivalry it was, Bob. And who knows? It could be renewed in a different form and fashion someday, depending on where he goes, where Harbaugh goes. But what a great rivalry.
It really was historic, right?
And
this past game may have been the best of them all. At least you can make that case given the circumstances of what was on the line. So
that, the Immaculate Extension game, the AFC title game. How are those for your top three Harbaugh-Tomlin games?
All good. All dramatic.
I think it was Billick for the Santonio Holmes goal line game. Am I right about that?
That's correct.
Thank you, Bob.
That preceded him, yeah. So
next.
Here is what Mike Tomlin had to say about longevity and if he's thinking about it from his own perspective.
And so I'm wondering if you think about those things, about your longevity as you go into this game on Monday night at all.
I don't. First of all, I'm certainly really appreciative of the work environment that I've been in for 19 years and the stability and the steadiness of our ownership. I'm tunnel visioned, as a leader, man, I'm called upon to serve these guys, and, NFL playing careers are very short. And so I certainly can't seek comfort in the longevity of my career. I work with guys who have very short careers, and I tend to try to always have and mirror that urgency. I think it's disrespectful not to have that level of urgency when I lead them. And so, man, I don't very rarely do I delve into big picture perspectives or appreciate the longevity component of what I've been able to do. There's just so many things that are waiting for me today, this week, that demand my attention.
So, Bob,
I think that's very much what he does.
Yeah.
I think he's very sincere about it.
Tunnel vision, there's no doubt. If I gave you an over-under of 3.5 years that Mike Tomlin will still coach the Steelers, you going over or under?
I'm probably going to go under on that one.
Really?
Yeah. Just because I think at some point, you're getting up to the Chuck Knoll territory here, where it's 20-some years, 22, 3 years. That's a long time. So I think something will, either it's, and I still think it's going to be him who decides. He's going to be the one that said, I need to take a break, or we have to figure this out.
Mm.
That's a long time. Don't you think? It's almost 4 years.
Of course. Well, long and short. I mean, if it's under, you're saying 3 more years of Mike Tomlin. That to me is not a long time. I'm gonna say he's gonna go for 25 years.
Mm.
Not 25 more.
No, 25 total.
But
so
get up
six
to 20,
more years.
Yeah.
Well, it could be.
I think he's gonna hit the quarter century.
I just
mark.
Think there's a burnout factor that comes with all coaches, and sometimes they don't even realize until it
That's
hits
true.
Them. And
Look
when
at
it
Dick
hits you,
Dick Vermeil was a great example.
Exactly. I mean, he called it for what it was. He said, I'm just done.
Cowher, I even think, realized probably in retrospect that there's got to be a different life than this.
Let's say this. I want to just see what you think, because I thought this of Cowher when he first stepped away. I thought it was just an opportunity to take a breath, get television, sure, but he'd be right back in it, and the offers would come.
Yeah.
Which happened, but he said no to all of them. If Mike Tomlin ever did that, and he went for a year and decided, I need to get away, whether it's in TV or not in TV, and then offers start coming. Let's say it's in TV. If it's in TV, would he stay in TV if he liked it?
Man, that's a very unpredictable thing, because
could you can make a lot of money. Not the money is even an issue here.
Of course.
He's made so much.
Once these guys step away and realize, in a lot of ways, the madness of that profession and what it costs you.
Oh, there's no doubt about
and
that.
And I think there have been examples beyond Cowher of guys who just say, oh, my God, there's a world and a life out here.
And that's what Bill has talked about. Once he got through it and saw it and felt it, it stopped the urge to get back in the game. Plus, he knew he had a prominent position in the game, which would always keep him relevant, and he never would lose another game.
No doubt. Limits?
Here's what Tomlin had to say about any rumors that he might go and do TV.
So when I'm reading about some stories about you thinking about TV or thinking about other things than just coaching the Pittsburgh Steelers, that comes from outside? Not from your two cents and thinking about it?
Hey, Rich, I don't participate in any of that, man. I can't allow myself to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even really privy to the specifics of what you're talking about. I just realize it's a component of what I do and what we do. And you better learn to live with it or at least endure it. You know, there's more U.S. senators than NFL head coaches, and I have a respect and appreciation for that and an understanding of maybe some of the things that come with that.
I guess I would have followed up with people have said very specifically that you have a job waiting for you if you decide to walk away.
Right, and play the hypothetical game, which he doesn't like to play, which led to the comment at the other press conference at the end about his aunt and uncle.
Right, which was great.
But he won't, but I just get the feeling.
Put into words just the thin line between if they make that kick, season's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winner going on.
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
I don't think Brian Batko had that answer in mind.
No.
But that's kind of how he views it. So he doesn't engage in hypotheticals. I do think people would come after him. And I don't think it would have anything to do with money. I think it's what you just said there. If you walk away, you could find out there's a whole bunch of life that you've missed. And you'd maybe want to catch up a little bit, family-wise, whatever the case may be.
Next.
All right, from the Rich Eisen Show, this is the last one we have, from Tomlin talking about DK Metcalf, that DK is very sorry about what happened, and Tomlin is tired of hearing about it.
Man, he's sick about it. I'm tired of hearing him apologize about it. It's behind us now. It's time for us to move on and get singularly focused on what lies ahead. Certainly, there's a growth opportunity there as a man, but all indications are that it has happened, and he's open and non-resistant to that. And so my focus is the football that's ahead of us.
I mean, I guess I feel the same way now, no matter what anybody felt about what Metcalf did. It just doesn't matter now. It might matter financially to him later. Who knows? The Steelers say that they're going to honor those guarantees. It's an old topic to me now. It just is. They have a playoff game, and he's going to be in it.
If they had lost the last two games,
we would have been talking totally about different. It every hour of
yeah,
the day.
You're right, it's old news now. It's until the guy in Detroit decides to make more of it, we'll see. But yeah, now, and I imagine he's going to be extremely motivated,
extremely rested, extremely motivated,
and operating from a debt of gratitude that his teammates got him to that position.
Yeah, man, and also with a great playoff resume. We mentioned it in four games. What does he have? 26 catches, 450 yards, five touchdowns. Yep. That's a big story moving ahead, is how do they defend DK Metcalf? How many 50-50 balls do you throw him? Like, do you force feed him, Bob, in this game to try to get him to make some plays or let him make some plays, or you just continue to sort of take what's open?
I think you try to do that, you know, force feed it. If you know, one of those guys, Stingley or Lassiter, comes up with a play or makes it impossible to go that way, at least you know you're occupying somebody over there. And he may not have an impact statistically on this game, but he could have an impact on how the game plays out because he is someone you have to make sure of. And other guys could have opportunities, which I've been saying all along. That's why I like more of those kind of guys here, so that you create mismatches in other places on the field. They don't always have to have eight catches for 100 yards or whatever. His presence will change the way Houston would have to attack a team without him.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Bob, do you find it outrageous that when you go to buy a frozen dinner, not that you ever do, but I do frequently, that the advertising, the photo on the box just isn't what happens when you open the box.
But that's true if you watch television commercials for whatever fast food restaurant.
Right.
It's done to make you realize it's to draw you in. It's not that product that anytime it's not even real, I don't think. It's fake. It makes it, and they're trying to make it look as appetizing as it can be.
I got lasagna. I won't say from where or what it was, but it was frozen. And it looked like the finest meal you could get in Italy. It looked like if he went to the Olympics in Milan, and you would be privileged to eat this lasagna.
When there's no hockey, you have plenty of time to make a reservation.
So I put it in the microwave, followed the directions to a T, and then it was like a piece of plastic with carrots on top. It was vegetable lasagna.
Carrots?
It was horrifying.
Wow. Well, then don't do that again.
I find that outrageous. Limits? Thoughts?
Yeah, I do too. I don't really have a lot of microwavable dinners, but it is sad that what you think you're getting on the outside of the box is just not what's inside.
No, you know what actually lives up to its billing from time to time, Bob? Frozen pizza. And
pizza's,
I love frozen
different.
Pizza.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's unbelievable.
I have some of those. My wife went, it's delicious.
But it's thin and crispy all the time, which is my preference. Thin and crispy.
Why don't you get prepared food somewhere and just bring it in, put it in a refrigerator?
I do from time to time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I do like some frozen foods, and I like the fact that you have prescribed calories in there. You know exactly what you're eating and what you're getting. It just doesn't live up to the out-of-box billing, if you know what I mean.
So sacrifice that and get something good.
No.
Yes. You've lost enough weight. You could put a pound or two on.
I know. I had a binge last night, though. Right before, I was so hungry. I never eat before bed anymore. And then once I got into the caramel chocolate things, I couldn't stop.
Oh, I tell you what, that late night stuff is a problem for me.
It's a problem.
It is.
Because the whole, whatever your anxieties from the day were, whatever your anxieties about tomorrow, it all comes to a head when there's nobody around at night. Right, Bob?
There's no one to stop you.
Yeah.
That's it. It's you and a pantry.
It's a night fight
that begins when you go.
Me against the pantry.
You circle it, you open it up, you deny it. No, I ain't doing it. Sit down on another.
And then there's guys like him who weigh 110 pounds. Yeah. He could eat 9 pizzas at night and not feel it in the morning.
No,
yeah.
No metabolism problems whatsoever.
It's me versus the Christmas cookies, though, this time of year. Oh, my. I eat a lot of
Yeah, but you never
Christmas
show
cookies.
It. You could eat whatever you want, but you don't show it.
Do you eat your feelings after midnight limits?
Yeah. I'll eat Christmas cookies. Yeah. Or I'll eat. I'll eat chips. Like
the
if
day
I'm,
I came
I'm
to your house,
TV.
there were unbelievable chocolate
problem.
Chip cookies.
My
yes.
problem is chips.
We love chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, I think your mom cooked them. They were incredulent.
Yeah. Yeah, you haven't been to the house in a while, Joe.
No, I haven't
like
been invited
2 years.
In a while. Right, no. 2 years it's been. Of course, I've never been invited to Bob's house.
No, I haven't either.
Here we go.
And you know, other people have been there. Like Andrew Lindbergh has been there.
Andrew,
our great
what?
Web guy? Yep. He's
when
been
did
there.
He go?
He was invited by Bob.
Yeah,
has
but
Back
he's
been
over
to your house?
He's at Giuliano's Pizza, which is a great pizza place in Robinson Township. So he's in that.
Has our boss back been to your house, Bob?
No. I mean, I go to work every day, and my wife does what she does, and I come home, and that's it. There's no time for that. For family stuff, we do that a lot, but that's about it.
Sure.
I feel like Bob has a big gate outside of his house.
And it's absolutely a gated community. Security guards.
You come over in the summertime. We can sit outside.
Okay.
And have a couple of pops.
That sounds great.
Do you think he has a 3-hole course on his property?
I was just going to ask that. If he had, recreation of whatever. The
mini range, Bob?
The 17th at the Masters or something in your backyard.
That's a par 4. That would occupy too much. I'd have to go number 12 at the Masters. Amen corner, baby.
Bob, you should do that. If I was rich, I would do that. I would recreate a couple famous golf holes.
Do you have any idea how much that costs?
Yeah.
Even to put a putting, I know people who have putting greens in their backyard, little ones, just putting it up with a contour and everything. It's an amazingly expensive thing.
How much if I put a putting green at my house?
$20,000? No, probably more. I don't know what it would be. Depending on if you want to get, and you got to take care of it too. If you're going to have you got to take care of it.
I can't even take care of my lawn. You should see my lawn. It's the neighborhood embarrassment.
Do you do all the lawn work yourself?
No, because that's the one thing more than any other, and I'm being serious about this. I had back surgery.
Yeah, don't.
Back in 2010 for a blown up disc. And the one activity in all of life that aggravates that more than anything and gets the sciatica going, Bob, is lawn work. Where you're sort of a bent position and you're digging things up and it's for a prolonged period of time, I can't do it. My wife doesn't believe that excuse, but it's true.
No, I used to do it. I can pick weeds, but beyond that, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to. We have a hillside in the back, and we have a lot of plants up there and everything, so I just won't do
that. That's another false advertising thing to come to full circle here. There was this weed picker, a standing weed picker on TV, and I was stupid enough to order it and buy it, and then it's a piece of junk. It doesn't pick up weeds. It doesn't do anything.
No, because you got to make sure you get in there and pick up the weeds from the root.
From the root. Well, that was the design of this thing. You're supposed to be able to dig in under the root and then clamp on it and pick it up, but it doesn't work.
How big is this thing? It's probably ripping up a lot of the dirt.
It's like a baseball bat with a clamper on the end.
Yeah, I feel like that's just taking up too much dirt.
Maybe a hockey stick. I don't know. Let's get to the matter at hand limits, shall we? What did Jerome Bettis say and where did he say it?
So he was on the Not Just Football podcast, Cam Hayward's podcast, which is very good. And Jerome said that the crowd was iffy at the game on Sunday. Iffy.
The one thing I will say is I thought the crowd was a bit iffy in Pittsburgh. And I say that in a little bit of a disappointment because our crowd has been phenomenal for decades, right? Mm. And this was one of those games where I truly felt that a lot of the crowd didn't feel good about the game, like us winning the game. Right? A lot of people went into the game like, I'm here, but I'm here to see us go down. You know what I mean? And you could feel the energy wasn't a true Pittsburgh Steeler, Ravens, end of the season, winner take all game. The energy should have been at a fever pitch, right? And it wasn't that.
So, Austin, you were there. I think when it was 10-0, there was considerable unrest, right?
Yeah.
You heard that.
There was unrest.
Booing.
There was
but
booing.
Then, when things got going the other direction, it was pretty loud. I thought it was as loud.
T.J. Watt said it was the most energized crowd he's ever played in front of. I think he said that, didn't he?
It was a tale of two cities between the first half and the second half. It was. The second half was a lot more energetic, especially when they went down the field and scored a touchdown the early portions of the third quarter and pretty much dominated the third quarter. The fourth quarter was, I'd say probably the best Steelers atmosphere that I've been in.
Historic fourth quarter.
Now, I've never been to a playoff game. Fortunate my buddy Frank and I are going on Monday. I'm excited for that. But hopefully that atmosphere will be able to be better than the Ravens one. But
is what he said a fair or unfair? Accurate or not accurate?
Well, I think for the first half in the lead up to the game, it is fair. For the second half, though, not the entirety of the game, I do not agree with what Bettis said, but for portions of the game, I do.
Should the crowd be energized when they're losing 10-0 and the offense stinks?
No, but I think that going into it, there were a lot of Steelers fans that thought, hey, if we lose this game, maybe like Ravens fans going into it. if we lose this game, is this the changing of the guard? Is this it for Aaron Rodgers and this is it for Mike Tomlin?
And do you think that manifested in the crowd reaction
at the start,
early?
Yes. Okay. At the start, yeah. Where they just, it was kind of a conflicted crowd. And then, of course, once you get into the heat of the moment and
it's Ravens Steelers, too.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to just understand for what it is and a significant opportunity.
I thought by
the
end it was incredible.
It was incredible. It was very loud at the end. And that's,
listen. Let's listen to the end, Bob. I'm sorry I cut you off.
Go ahead.
Let's listen to the whole kick where we get Mike Tirico and then we get the crowd. And it reminds me of that wonderful clip of the Russell Martin home run where it's just ear splitting. Just Mardi Gras at the end. And I love that. I get goosebumps, and I bet you I will hear again.
The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holman. The kick is no good. It is wide.
Listen to that, Bob.
And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Now do we have the Russell home run? With Greg Brown on the call, or was it?
It was a Cueto. Yeah, that.
Who was on the TV call of Cueto?
Ernie Johnson.
Ernie Johnson.
And we have both. First, here's Greg Brown.
I love this, Bob.
Now Cueto from the crowd. Whoa. Cueto drops the.
They rattled him.
Yeah. Dropped the balls. He was ready to go into the windup.
Oh, this is good, Bob.
Listen to how loud they are.
Oh.
Here's the 2-1. And there's a fly ball to left center field. That ball's deep toward the wall. And it is gone. Russell Martin clears the deck against Johnny Cueto. It is 2-0.
I know that we say frequently, like, something gives you goosebumps.
That just did.
Legitimately, every time I hear that. In full honesty,
I've got him.
In those moments, Greg Brown is one of the best.
Oh.
And I wish he had more moments like that.
Maybe he will.
Yeah, hopefully.
I have good.
Suarez at the bat, bottom of the ninth. Hey, Eugenio!
If you search me for goosebumps right now, I got him. I don't care. I want to hear that again.
I can hear
it 20 times in a row, Bob. Let's hear it.
Ernie Johnson's call on TBS.
It's a little different.
Well, this standing room only crowd trying to get under Johnny Cueto's skin, and they might be.
Oh, my God.
That ball's hit well to left center field. Back toward the track, and that ball is gone. Russell Martin, 2-0 Pittsburgh.
Man, what that
was a
to
desperate
people.
Fan base that wanted to win and wanted to see a game. And that's what I think would happen again if the Pirates, somehow, some way, got in it this year. People would be just thirsting for this stuff.
So do I, Bob. Really, all. I mean, we could play a Penguin clip right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Now, I wasn't there for the cup moments in 91 and 92. In fact, I was working taking people's parking receipts.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
At the Chatham Center parking garage, Bob. So I would listen to the game.
Okay.
And then I would be parking people's cars. That's what I did back then. So I wasn't inside the arena, but I sure was later on. And the loudest I ever heard that place, the Igloo, was when Mario was going to retire the first time. Mm-hmm. The Penguins were down in the series, I think 3-0 to the Flyers. And in game four, he scored on our friend Garth Snow. And then Mario raised his hands to the hockey heavens.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the loudest I ever heard it.
I thought the loudest was when Mario came back and he played with Jager that night.
Yes.
Everyone knew it was coming.
Yes.
Was it the Toronto Maple Leafs they played, or was it?
Yes,
New
they Jack- did
Toronto.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
And just the fact that he got on the score sheet so quickly, and man, people were just, as soon as he took the ice for warmups, it was extremely loud.
I know, and I think John Barbaro, the late great John Barbaro, introduced him. It was like seeing an apparition come back. I mean, after what, 3.5 years? Here's what Josh Harrison told me 5 years after that wild card game about the crowd. He said, people come up to me, they'll say, why do you think it was so loud? And I say, man, it was 20 years of built-up rage. All of it we felt. We felt the excitement they had, and we fed off it. And I truly believe they did. They say in baseball, you know, if your starting pitcher stinks, it doesn't matter what the atmosphere is. And to a degree, I believe that. But I'll always believe, and more importantly, those players believe, that crowd helped them win that game from before the game, Bob.
I don't think there's any question about that. I think there's a, you know, it's an intangible thing, but it can inspire you. You dig deep, you come up, just as I keep thinking about Rodgers and what his ability to try to get these guys to believe in what's going on here, and he can back it up with his resume and his play sometimes. So I think there's a definite role that a fan can play. The fans can impact things. Go to Cameron Indoor. Have you ever been there to watch a game?
No, it's a bucket list.
It is. It's unbelievable. It is as loud and it's as intimidating as any place for college basketball.
In football, the effect's obvious because you make teams go on the silent count and things like that. Mm-hmm. You can really have an effect, right?
No question about it. It does. It gets in your head. You know, just as you see guys do things, miss kicks, and it gets in your head. You can be the best in the world, but it doesn't matter. You can have a moment where something doubt creeps in. And when it does, it's like anything. It affects what you do.
Bob, I have a rule. If I think something is funny, I want to say it over and over again until nobody thinks it's funny anymore. And it goes for the same thing with feel-good moments like this. I could spend the rest of the show playing those moments, but I want to hear two of them again. I want to hear Tirico with the kick, with that crowd limits, and then I want to hear Greg Brown, and then you can go straight to our intermission from that. First, I'll tell people, high of 52 today, Mike Webster, low of 34, Andy Russell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 1 o'clock, Bob, we're going to do our NFL season-ending awards. You need to do your homework if you haven't already. And also,
for the whole league.
For the whole league. Okay. MVP, Coach of the Year, Fired Coach of the Year, all that. And then we'll do our Steeler awards as well. And then we have Jeff Hathorne, too. But in the meantime, I mean, this is why we love sports. This is why we love it, for these kinds of moments. And especially, I would think, for you two who both call games, that, man, this is like a dream scenario. You get to call a moment like this. And, I mean, Mike Tirico and Greg Brown, brilliant professionals, right?
Absolutely. And you got to capture the moment. And for those who are listening in a car or whatever, you got to paint the picture.
Don't shortchange Bob Walk. He was in on this too.
But first, let's start with this classic moment.
Picked off Polamalu. Polamalu going right. The field is open. Aaron Smith shields. Flacco. Polamalu takes it home. Super Bowl 43. Pittsburgh might be bound for that thanks to number 43.
What a call that was, Bob.
Jim always has something in his pocket.
How could he have had that one? It was a pick six.
He knows it's Super Bowl 43, and that's in your mind, but what a call.
What a call.
But that was a loud, loud crowd that day.
Loudest that stadium ever was, I believe.
It was the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
And it was Troy Polamalu. So, man, I do get chills when I hear that stuff.
So do I.
I just want to see more of it.
Well, let's hear more of it, Bob.
The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44.
Could have broken the sound barrier there. That was incredible. And the final one, and then you could just take us out, Limits, and this one lives forever and ever and ever. And when I hear people say it was only a wild card game, first, I want to punch them, Bob. And secondly, who cares?
Who cares?
We all experienced
drama.
It
you
for
want
ourselves.
Reality, television, reality. This is what sports offers.
Yes, and this is what Josh Harrison said it was. It was 20 years of pent-up rage. It was a mix of Mardi Gras and a town square exorcism happening right before our eyes of people who, like now with the Pirates, had all of this pent up inside them. And I want you to imagine Paul Skeens, as you hear this, Paul Skeens taking the mound for a playoff game at PNC Park. It could be, well, it'll never be this, but it could be just as loud.
Now Cueto from the crowd. Whoa. Cueto drops the...
They rattled him.
Yeah. He dropped the ball as he was ready to go into the windup. Here's the 2-1. And there's a fly ball to left center field. That ball's deep toward the wall. And it is gone! Russell Martin clears the deck against Johnny Cueto. It is 2-2.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no.
so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.